Who does Jesus think he is? I mean, there's some very legitimate requests made, including burying one's father. And it's as if Jesus is oblivious to that reality and just says, no, me first. Who does he think he is? Or maybe the better question is, who do we think he is? Because anybody but the Son of God, it would be insane to make those claims or comments or commands. But Jesus is who he says he is. He's the Lord, and the Lord always takes precedence. And so as we hear those very strange encounters in the gospel, and we're challenged by that, that's a good thing. Because the Lord wants also to challenge you and I tonight to come to a better realization of who he is and what that actually concretely means in our lives. So, one of my great heroes, if you hang around with me long enough, is Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, also known as Pope Benedict XVI. I'm I feel like I'm on very safe ground to say one day, probably not in my lifetime, probably not in yours, there will be a Saint Benedict XVI. His readings are incredible. His writings are fantastic. And he had a great reflection on this very gospel that I want to share a little bit with you. Shared it with our peer ministers already, but I want to share it with you. So he takes up like the challenge of this, and I'll skip that part, but then he also says this. What is made clear to us here is that assent to Jesus' summons has priority and demands totality. Like the Lord calls, and us saying yes, giving our own assent, has priority, first place, and it demands totality, everything. Pope goes on. One cannot simply offer a piece of oneself, a portion of one's time, or one's will. In that case, one has not answered this summons that is so great that it really demands and fills a whole life. But only fills it if it is offered totally. So there's a lot in that, right? That's Pope Benedict. But it's also very accessible and very, very clear and direct. One cannot simply offer a piece of oneself. Isn't that what we do? Every single one of us, me included, and maybe first and foremost. But that is not the call of the Lord. We can't give just a piece of ourselves. We can't even give a majority of ourselves. Oh, Lord, you have 70% of me. It's like, no, I want it all. I want everything, 100%. All of you in every area, your intellect, your will, your passions, your affections, your relationships, all of it. Is that demanding? Yes. But what is the Lord doing? See, if we know Jesus, we know how much he loves us. And if we don't know that, we don't know him. Because everything he does is for our good. Every single thing, every demand that he ever makes on us is always for our benefit and not for his. When he says, give me that, whatever the that is in your life, that you're like, oh, not that. And he's like, yeah, that. Not that, that. It's for us. Because he knows that if we give that to him, if we offer that to him, then freedom enters our hearts. Joy enters our hearts. His grace fills our life. But what great lines from the Pope. This summons is so great that it really demands and fills a whole life. But listen, but only fills it if it is offered totally. If you want the Lord's love and mercy and grace and peace and joy to fill your life, it will fill your whole life, but only if you offer everything totally to him. That's the only way it works. He is not a God of half measures, and so he cannot do much with hearts that are given halfway. So that's the challenge for us. Are we willing to give that? Well, hopefully we can say yes. And then tomorrow we say yes. And then the next day, yes. And the whole of our life becomes a repeated yes. A strong yes, a generous yes, a yes that opens up us. Does it matter to say yes now? You bet. Because there's moments in our life that are decisive. And this could be a decisive moment for someone right here, right now. And Pope Benedict goes on to speak of that. He says, this also means that there is a moment of Jesus Christ which one cannot put off and calculate and say, yeah, I want to, all right, but at the moment, it is still too risky for me. At the moment, I still want to do this and that. Recognize anybody in that statement? Maybe yourself? Probably your friend. Definitely us. All of us, right? Listen. Listen. One can miss the moment of one's life. And with prudence, gamble away the real worth of one's life, never again to be able to recover it. We can miss the moment of our life. When the Lord calls and we're like, later. I really want to do that, but not now. We can miss the moment. It doesn't mean Jesus gives up on us, but it does mean that that moment, which was meant to be decisive, to set us on a definitive path that changes our life and the lives of other people, is gone. And the Lord can work in other ways because he's good like that, but that's not what he intends. So the awake heart, the aware heart, the ready heart is what is required of me and you. Ready to say, priority is yours, Lord, and the totality of my life, all that I am, is wide open to what you want. That's why we come to Mass. That's why it's such a good choice that you've come to Mass on a Wednesday night. Let's take that really seriously. Jesus, does he have priority in your life? And does he have access to the totality of your life? Let's pray tonight that those two things would be true. Jesus first, and all of our lives wide open to him.